The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Final hour of the Sports Hangover. Bottom of the hour, Leo Haggerty will join us. Should I ask him the latest on Aaron Rodgers? I'm kidding. Actually, no, I'm not. No, I am kidding. I'm not going to do it. I promise. Super Fee Marlon Favorite. We'll chat with him. And, of course, your phone lines, 800-998-1003. Richie will come to you shortly. All right, well, there we go. We're about to get the game started as they... Why?
I blame you.
What? What happened?
I get a text message.
You're interrupting me. I'm trying to tell you that finally, after a half-hour delay, NC State, a couple of players tested positive for COVID. They are not in the stadium. They cleared the bench. They did, I guess, subsequent testing. We're going to get game on. Vandy and NC State. Vandy has to beat NC State twice. NC State, no losses for them in order to get to the championship series, which starts on Monday. That would have been absolutely devastating. I don't know what that protocol is if a team can't compete. Like, what if multiple players would have gotten it? I think there are two position coaches. I don't know. We're keeping an eye on that. McDonald, part of the broadcast crew, so we'll be keeping tabs on that here as well. What is it that you want to blame me on?
Sticks has been good ever since I got him.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a text message.
Yeah.
The beeping noise outside the with the constructions are making him go crazy.
Well, why was that his fault?
He's barking all over the place.
Right. Well, wouldn't you? Beep, 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 beep. That would drive you nuts too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but he's barking now.
Well, that's what dogs do, Jordan.
But you were praising him at the beginning of the show.
It doesn't make him a bad dog. Richard, how are you, sir?
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I could not let this go. I've been listening the past hour. I didn't know if maybe y'all discussed this over the break or any of the breaks, but first thing, Jordan, the song is not I'll Stop the World and Dance with You.
Yeah, no, I
melt
I know.
With you. Yeah, I heard it and it was driving me insane. I'm like, nope. I got to call and fix this.
No, I appreciate that. I knew I was tragically messing up the lyrics.
There it is.
I just could
Let's
not
sing it again. What is it?
Me.
What did you say again? Well, I'm going to walk with you, or
yeah,
I'm going to grill cheese
or
with
dance
you?
With you.
Yeah. I forgot what did you say.
I mean, it was basically along those lines.
I walk the world and something you, I don't know.
It's
melt.
It's
That's
melt.
It. There it is.
There it
there
is.
There it is, buddy. Buddy has chimed in, ladies and gentlemen. Walking around your
See, didn't
face.
It sound like that band that you were playing earlier?
No, it's nothing like The Cure, actually, just because there's an accent. Yeah. Oh, my God. Here it is. This is your part. Here we go, Richard.
Yep.
Melt with you. There we go, Jordan.
How would you melt?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Richard, what else you got?
How would you
today?
Want to melt?
Because you melt. You fall in love. You melt. You make me melt. You wouldn't know that. You know what? Anyway.
Dancing.
Richard.
80s was the best. 80s
yes.
was the best.
I
hands
love
down.
You
yes.
80s. Yes. Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, when I was thinking about your question, like top five, top 10 players, yeah. and the way I look at it, being the Knicks fan, is it's, top 10 is hard. I can't think top 10. I really would have to look at stuff. But top five, I look at it like, who scares the bleep out of me? If we're playing this team, who do they have that player that I'm just like, oh, Lord, well, I'll be fine if we lose. And that list was actually easy. For me, easy. That was, when healthy, that was Durant, Luka, Curry, Giannis. And, I mean, in my honest opinion, granted, he's hurt right now, Kawhi. Because I've watched them against the Knicks. I've watched him against many teams, watched him in the playoffs who are still, you know, playing. They just scare the bejesus out of me. Like, they are those guys that are just, they can do it. And they play both ends. You know, and I've heard Joe joke about it. I joke about it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I agree with, like, on the LeBron thing, how I hate whenever it's like, yeah, here we are, crunch time. LeBron is taking on the hot hand of the other side. And it's just like, yeah, must be nice to just, you know, wait till the end there. Though I favor the old days.
Call picking
where,
your spots, Richard.
I miss the old days where, you know, you would have Jordan and Kobe on each other from tip-off to the end of the game, even if it went over. They didn't care. So those guys, like Giannis, Durant, and them, they want it. They want the hard stuff while doing their other stuff on offense. I mean, let's be serious. We were joking about it a couple months ago, the back-to-back against Golden State. How many is Curry going to score? You know, because you know it's coming. Not only can they beat you, they can suck out your soul. They can stomp on you and growl.
Suck out your soul, stomp on you, crush your spirits. Yes. No, that's top five. That's top five. Top five, you're in that category. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Those five players, my personal list, those five players, when they're on the schedule, I'm already telling myself, okay, yeah, probably going to lose. Or put it this way.
You want to go see. Yeah. Steph Curry is the top five players still, don't you think? Steph Curry? Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely to me.
Yeah, yeah. Or put it this way. If you heard today, if it was breaking news from Wojnarowski or Windhorst or whatever, that the Pelicans just traded for any of those five guys, you would, like, run out, throwing your hands in the air, screaming hallelujah, like, oh, thank you, Jesus, we got this guy. You know, that's how I look at top five.
Is Damian Lillard top five?
See, that's where it was hard. That was the one I struggled. Him, Leonard, I was back and forth. I was so back and forth. The thing is, though, with
Kawhi's
Dame,
defense. Kawhi's defense.
Right.
The
Kawhi can shut you so down. It is, witnessed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that,
Kawhi's really
does,
good. Kawhi Leonard's
and he does
really
it all, he does it all quietly. It's like a silent assassin mentality. Like, he keeps to himself. You know, Dame, he's all about the throwing the hands up, you know, the boasting. But then when they lose, he's all just, like, looking down and bummer. Whereas Kawhi he still has that Spurs in him where it's just like, I did my job, I'm going to shut you down, I'm going to get mine, and then I'm going to go home. And that also helps. To me, that helps him be the winner that he is. I mean, look what happened when he went to Toronto for that 1 year. I mean, he was killing it. Every round, he just got better and better and better. And against Golden State, he wasn't going to lose. He was not going to let them lose to the Warriors. And I'm like, this guy right here, this guy, he could go to any team and help them win.
Okay. I don't know. Jordan, who's top five?
Top five?
You still haven't given me number one. Is Durant, Richard, number one, right?
Durant's easily number one.
Durant's one?
Yeah. Come on. That game seven, I mean, we all watched it with our jaws on the floor. Like, why? Crazy. My goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, you basically already.
Who's
almost,
two?
You almost have five of them on just two teams. You have, I mean, AD and LeBron. You have, and then Brooklyn, you have KD. You have Kyrie and James Harden.
Who's
I mean, there's
two?
Like your five already right there.
Who's your second one, Richard, again?
After Durant?
Yeah.
The one who, I mean, just because of how he finished season, I put Steph Curry.
He's definitely top five, I think, for me. I'm trying to think who is. I mean, LeBron can still be that guy at times.
I might get hate for this, but I don't even know if Giannis is in top five.
Giannis?
I don't think he's top five.
Even though he's an MVP. And the only reason I say that is because of this playoff series that he's had. Like, they went to McConaughey or whatever the heck his name is.
Yeah.
For a three to win the game. They never once gave it to him to win the game. A top five player, right, Richard? Gets the ball to win the game. Like, he doesn't get the ball to win the game. You can't be a top five player.
I mean, Curry's in the top five.
Top five.
Well, and I hear you. And I hear you, and I 100% agree with you. That, to me, is not all on Giannis. That's also who's drawing this play.
Well, maybe one of the reasons it's not being drawn is because they don't have the faith in him.
But that's the thing. Let him lose.
He's been losing in the playoffs consistently.
You're that guy, the dominant personality. You walk into that hole and go, okay, that ball is me. You're not Scotty. You're like, this is the ball on me, right? I got to get to Jonathan, man, before the break. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Richard. Thank you for the phone call. Have a good weekend.
Right.
Jonathan, how are you, sir? Hello, man.
Good. How about you?
Doing well.
Hey, how you doing? So y'all doing top 10, right? A top 5, right?
Top 10 Either and one. Then eventually top 5. I'm saying top 10, you got your guys that I think like 5 to 10, those are guys that can beat you. Like every night you walk off and you're like, hey, you know, somebody other than them's got to beat me because they're that good.
I mean,
in top 5, yeah, they're unstoppable.
Right. I mean, you're a Pelicans fan, and it's like a must. Yeah. You have to go and see that
to
player.
To me, Jonathan, 1 right. through 5 is the coach says, he's getting his, we got to stop Kleber from going off. Like the other guys, so we're not going to do anything.
Right. So here's mine. So I know you guys are talking about KD. Everybody's KD. Everybody has Alzheimer's now. Mm-hmm. You know, don't realize before LeBron got hurt, he was pretty much the front-running candidate. If he wouldn't have got hurt, it would have been either him or probably KD. The guy from Denver, Jokic. He was mm-hmm. in a conversation, but if LeBron wouldn't have got hurt, it would have been him or Embiid.
I can't see Jokic.
So I got LeBron, Kawhi, KD, Steph Curry. Then after Steph, for that fifth spot, you can go a lot of places. You can you can go Dame time. You can go Giannis. You can go. That fifth spot is kind of up in the air right now, man. There's so many places, but definitely those four. That fifth one. Oh man, right now
you want to go AD?
Dude.
I mean, AD, everything that's happened here.
I'll say this.
I mean, he's care. Like,
AD.
Without him, LeBron would not have a title. And that series, you saw what happened.
Jonathan,
you saw once he got out the series.
I got the music.
Dame Lillard.
Okay. Dame's pretty good. AD's top 10, though, huh?
I think he's close to top five.
Okay. I love this. Jonathan, we're going to address this a little bit more on Monday and kind of go back and forth and have a little fun, man. Thank you for the phone call, though, man. Have a good weekend. Quick break. We come back. Marlon Favorite on ESPN New Orleans. And nothing gets me down.
You got it tough. Today's Medical Minute is provided to you by Thibodeau Regional Medical Center.
Hello, I'm Billy Nakian, the director of the Spine Center of Excellence at Thibodeau Regional. Have you had a recent neck or back injury? Or have you been suffering with recurrent neck and back pain? Have you been searching for relief? Thibodeau Regional has developed a unique approach to treating neck and back disorders. The Spine Center of Excellence provides a comprehensive, patient-centered approach to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time from the right provider. The Spine Center is different because it offers centralized access to multiple specialties and services. Patients and their referring physicians are led by a nurse navigator through a process of assessment and treatment, individually tailored to the patient's unique condition. In addition to total care coordination, the Spine Center's comprehensive services include everything from high-tech diagnostic imaging to physical therapy, surgery, alternative medicines, and chronic pain services. If you're experiencing back or neck pain, call today, 985-493-4501. The Spine Center of Excellence of Thibodeau Regional will put you on the path back to your normal routine.
This Medical Minute was sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, nationally recognized for providing the highest level of quality care and patient satisfaction.
The future depends on teachers who are reinventing the classroom and starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
At
adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
We're going to have fun with this. We'll address a little bit more on Monday. Still got some time at 2:45, open phone if you want to chime in. And maybe we'll get some guests, Jordan, as to why a player is top 10 or not. Ali Kosel, I'll just text him during the break. Give me yours. LeBron, Durant, Steph, Harden. You guess Luka.
Ooh.
Says hard to leave Kawhi off, but injury. Next tier, Jokic, Embiid, Dame, Trey, Tatum, Mitchell. He said he forgot about Giannis. I said, what about AD? Where's AD? Says he left him out the top 10 because he's so dependent on another player. Very interesting.
But Joker, you can make that case for Joker.
No,
though.
You can't. He has no Murray. It's Joker right now.
But he's depending on him. He was swept in the playoffs.
Still won the MVP, man.
But you need that guy if we're going that direction. I see. I like the list, though, Wally.
Marlon Fave, right? Big Fave 504 is the way to follow on Twitter. Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Marlon, we're doing top 10 NBA players. I keep saying 5 to 10 are guys that, you know when you play them, you see them on the schedule, that guy can beat you any night. 1 to 5 is the guy that you can't stop and is going to take your soul. You just hope that somebody else on the team doesn't put up numbers because you're not stopping him. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. When you're looking at the top 10 guys, and that's right now, correct, guys? That's the top 10 right now in the NBA?
Yeah, we're trying to come up with who the top 10 is, who's the top 5, you know?
Okay, so I will, that's about right. You look at the impact of those players. Like, I would put Trae Young right now in my top 10 players right now, just off the way he's able to take the team. Of course, Luka, you know, you look at guys like that. But your top tier guys, of course, you all know LeBron James is at the top of it. KD, this goes on, you know.
It's pretty good. When you look at top 10 in the NFL, it's a little different, obviously, I think, to an extent. I mean, can you say a defensive player being the top 10, top 5? I mean, obviously, I think, you know, you can, I guess, if you're a dominant pass rusher. But is it all just quarterbacks? I almost feel like every time ESPN or anybody puts a list of the top 5, top 10 players, it's very quarterback heavy. And I understand why. I get it. It's a pass league. You got to have one. But would you like to see some love perhaps for some guys in the trenches to be top 10, top 5?
Well, first and foremost, if Aaron Donald isn't somewhere in somebody's top 3,
right.
I have an issue with that. I mean, the impact that he's able to make in the game is next to none. And then you got to slide in guys like T.J. Watt. You have to, you know, mention guys like that, you know, the Bosa. Guys like that has to be mentioned somewhere near that number. Like, when the NFL does their deal, I'm upset that if they don't put guys like that in there because of the impact. And I know touchdowns matter and rushing yards, so on and so forth. Now, I will say this. And we're talking top 10, a guy that can make an argument on our team is Alvin Kamara. I mean, hands down, his impact, especially the season he had last year, telling you next to none right now.
Dude, I agree. I said this, you know, that's a guy that just has so much impact on so many different areas, stresses the defense, can score anyway, and can do the passing and the run game as well. And, you know, there's another element to what I think you need to have in order to be a top 10, especially top 5 player in the NFL, Marlon, or NBA, or MLB. I think a leadership quality, a leadership trait. We saw this last year where he ran out on the field and told Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to get up and get to the sideline. You see him sort of be a leader to other players as well. What was it? Marquez Callaway, I think, said, Jordan, when he was available 2 weeks ago to media availability, he said prior to stepping up, or Tre'Quan Smith, it was one of those two, where Alvin Kamara apparently went up to him and said, hey, we need you. Go make plays. Go do that. I think there's a sense of leadership to Alvin Kamara that I saw last year take a step forward that I think is only going to grow this year now that you don't have Drew Brees.
Of course. And I think, especially on the offense, I think with Alvin Kamara being more comfortable as a professional, like now it's not his first year. He doesn't really have so much to prove for himself. And he seems like he was that type of guy. Like he seemed like the type of player that I'm going to work on me first before I try to help anyone else. And once he, of course, got his contract and started to really staple himself or really solidify himself, for better words, as one of those guys, like I'm one of the top dogs. Like, okay, Saquon, y'all mentioned him. You know, I've surpassed what Le'Veon Bell has done in regards to consistency. So now I think he's at the point where he feels he can start to step up, start helping other guys elevate to their best potential. So on the cool, too. You know, Alvin don't seem like he do too much talking. He's chilling. You know, you got the Lil Wayne grill. He's smiling a little bit. He let his actions speak for his words. So, yeah, man, Alvin top dog for sure.
I love it. Speak with Marlon Faye, right? A big Faye 504 is the way to follow Marlon over on Twitter, Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Marlon, since we last spoke, I mean, look, it's we've seen a lot of the NCAA legislation, the Supreme Court ruling, all that stuff took place this week. God, what a lot of stuff that's kind of happened this week. Name, image, and likeness, it's going back and forth. Alternative plans, not alternative plans. We spoke on Monday, though, when that ruling came out, you touched on how you and your son have had that conversation as to how that's going to go. It looks like states or schools in those states that have laws already passed, like Louisiana, will be allowed to sort of create their own rules. And here's the interesting part this week that came out, Marlon, but also sanction or keep an eye on their stuff. It won't be the NCAA anymore keeping an eye on it or investigating schools for certain things. I think that's very interesting that the school or the states will be the quote-unquote policers of this.
I think that's safe too, Gus. I think that's a safe bet because you can then not necessarily regulate and govern to a certain extent, but also I think that helps with opportunities because the schools have the sponsors already. You know, you look at a school like LSU, Raising Cane's is a sponsor. You know, you look at the different sponsors that are on board, law firms and stuff. So the schools could almost vouch for the players per se. But then take into consideration the fact that Leonard Fournette raised over $1 million with Book Nation shirts back when he was a high school senior and couldn't touch any of that money. So, you know, superstar players who have already built a brand around themselves, already has an image, it'll help. Now, here's where it really matters, Gus. What about the guys that are walk-on, or if you are a scholarship player and you're like third string? That's where the fairness of it all really comes into play. That piece right there is going to be, to me, the equalizer of it all. You know, you take a Raising Cane's, and Cane's, y'all can hit me up for some sponsorship deals. I know I'm dropping y'all, name dropping y'all a little bit. Hello, somebody. She's starting already the NIL.
There it is.
Yeah, look,
can I get an NIL for this? I guess I should. Like it. It's called endorsements. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I know. I need it. You know,
we need it, Gus. But that's the piece I like. 30 players come and sign autographs, even if you're not a starter, and everybody eats beef. And I think that's what really matters more than anything else in terms of making it fair across the board. Because of course, you look at LSU. Of course, Derek Stingley's going to get some media opportunities, some likeness opportunities, but what about the third string corner behind them? And that's the piece I think really is going to matter.
Get a free Canes box or something. I mean, you know, I mean,
for real, that counts.
Let me tell you something. If I could just get unlimited Canes or something of that nature, I'm good with that, man. Give me some food, especially with the prices, the way things are right now. You know how it is. You got like what, 4, 5, 6 kids and stuff. I mean, you know what I mean.
Hey, Gus. Let me tell you, that food bill, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. That food bill in that favorite house every week.
No, I know. Poor Marlon. I know what you're doing. You're doing the same thing I do sometimes. You know, like, all right, I get the nuggets here. You can have some of mine. I would have loved to have eaten all my nuggets, but you know what? We're going to get 1 12 piece and we share it.
That 4 for 4 cover a lot, baby.
I'm with you. Exactly right, man. Look, I think one of the other interesting elements of this that's going to be is we really don't know and won't know until all of this sort of is passed, is written, and comes out. It's just a lot. You know, anytime change happens, Marlon, you're going to have a section of people. It's Chicken Little. The world is ending. You know, I've read this week, college sports will be changed forever. No one will watch. Universities will close. Like, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of, I think, overreaction. Is it going to change? Sure. Absolutely. Is it going to make things more unfair? I think if you're a school that doesn't bring in money currently through athletics, you're going to suffer. Sure. But do I think people are going to stop watching college sports? I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, because I don't think so. I still think there's going to be a tie. There's people that I know, and you know, Marlon, they'd rather watch LSU than the Saints. They'd rather go on a Saturday and spend all day in Baton Rouge and tailgate than go to the Dome and check out the Saints. I mean, that's reality.
Yeah, that is. I mean, college football, to a lot of people, that amateur ball, it's more meaningful. You know, I know that for sure the year in 2019 when LSU went all the way, we had more of a fan base. More of a fan base than the Saints at the game, right? Not because of the size of the stadium and, you know, just the fanfare of the winning. So I do think that with the popularity of college football and the way Power Five schools dominate the lane, I like this, man, because it really jumpstarts generational wealth for these student athletes, right? Right. Like Gus, it took me, it felt like at the age of 28 was my first year working. Why? Because I spent from the age of, I don't know, 6 to the age of 28 playing football. That was the job. And then I had to reinvent myself. I had to figure it out. The process is going to be easy financially with these student athletes being able to make money in college because they are generating capital. And now you won't have as many issues of guys falling off the way that they did when they finished college and let's say the NFL doesn't work out. So I love the opportunity, and I really hope that this works out well for student athletes.
Yeah, like I said, I think it is going to help, and it makes a lot of sense if you use the NIL more than anything else. So we will see how that happens, Marlon. And in the meantime, there also was the decision to let marinate the 12-team playoff, and they will meet again in September. September, we will know more. This is just make it happen. Like, just vote on it. I don't understand why it takes so long.
Me either, Gus. Just make a decision. Go ahead and vote on it. Let the vote take advantage of it. And this is the thing with this, Gus. This is really equal opportunity. I think I mentioned this a lot. I even talked to Tulane on yesterday, and I mentioned this to some of the guys. This gives them an opportunity to get in the big show.
Yeah.
It does. You know, the fact that if you win your conference, you're in, and it doesn't matter if your school is a small school or not because we're going with the big school. I mean, we're going with the winner of each of the conference championships. You're in. So I know, it's funny, I heard you and Jordan playing this clip with Booger last week and his comments on it, and I jumped right on him. I text Booger as soon as I heard y'all play because I missed it on ESPN that morning. I said, Booger, well, what's wrong with that? But, well, you know, he had his point, but I think, well, we're in the process of making a lot of changes, and especially if you're changing for the better, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm. Heather Dinich, I'll play this quickly for you, and then we'll say farewell.
University presidents like this, which is really important because this was the second hurdle, in essence, that they had to clear, two big meetings in 2 weeks. And, you know, we've talked so long about concerns of the university presidents, players playing 1 to 2 more games. How does it match in with the academic calendar? They're talking about a really busy time when there are exams. Those are university president concerns. And Mississippi State President Mark Keenum said yesterday nobody had any serious concerns with the 12-team format. So that was an important part of all of this entire process if it's going to move forward. And I think the second takeaway is everybody just hold on a minute because this is going to take a long time. I think there's a growing sense in that room that this might not happen before the end of the current 12-year contract. We're going into the 8th year. It runs through the 2025 season. And the message is just, we've got a lot of work to do if this is going to happen.
There you have it, Marlon. We may never have this until, I don't know, your son may be graduated by now, but you never know, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, Gus, and shout out to all my folks at ESPN New Orleans. We're down here at Thibodeau right now. Just finished with the Nichols State Camp. Ooh. So, yeah, man, football weekend.
How hot was it down there?
Oh, it was hot. I was so happy for the overcloud, Gus. I was feeling I would have taken me a little light jog. And
let me tell you something, man. I don't know how you guys do it. Honestly, I don't know how you guys do it. You put on the pads and all that, and you get in the trenches. No air down there, man. At least if I'm a receiver or a corner, I got
the breeze
and the wind. I got nothing around me, you know, and I'm running. But you guys are in the trenches, just sweat pouring all over you.
Other guys sweat.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you do it, Marlon. I don't know how you do it.
And then do it with the sweater on and the full pad.
Yeah, it's not happening for me, sir. Safe travels back, man, to the best bank, man. Take care.
Hello, somebody. Y'all have a good weekend, fellas.
All right, buddy. Leo Haggerty. What do you want to talk to him about next?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? More Tom Brady news?
We could. Okay. I don't think we talked to him about the whole thing. Who do you think he was referring to?
Oh, that's true. We'll ask him next on ESPN New Orleans. Thursday doesn't even start. It's
Friday. I'm in love. No matter the season, there's always work to do. What's better than the legendary power and performance of Husqvarna to help make the toughest jobs easy on you? The full range of genuine Husqvarna parts and accessories add versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your equipment, helping you tackle any task in every season. There's never been a better time to choose Husqvarna. See the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories at Southern Trailer Works in Shreveport, between Houma and Thibodeau, or online at SouthernTrailerWorks.com.
Metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Happy Friday to you, sir. How are you from It Sports Magazine?
I am fine, my friend. How are you?
I'm trying to find out who is the MF-er. That's who I want to know. I want to know who Tom Brady was referring to when he said, I can't believe y'all are sticking with that mother bleeper.
You know, Gus, it could be 31 different teams. Because
there's a lot of people believe it could be Drew Brees, apparently, because they're close with the Saints. The other end would be, Roy, the Dolphin fan that at my Jimmy's convinced it was Fitzpatrick, could have been Jimmy G, the dreaded Jimmy G thing yet again, maybe San Francisco. I don't know. Who do you think he referred to?
You know what, Gus? This is hard. He may be referring to the Patriots. I mean, think about it now. You got the GOAT there, and you won't sign him for another year? Okay. And basically, he got out, and look what he said now. You're still sticking to this. New England thought he was done. You know, stick a fork in him. It may even be Belichick and the Patriots, and it's his last jab at him.
Could be. Could be. I don't know. Like I said, I talked to you about this earlier in last week as well. I love this version of Brady. He's out there. He's open. He's having fun. Jordan's convinced the golf shots that he took, are fake.
They are fake.
And, you know, he apparently is not good at golf, but I love it. You know, he's like, hey, this one's for you. This one's for you. Hey, Phil, this is us all day. I love it, man. I think it's fun.
Oh, absolutely. The guy was, and again, if you open up the dictionary and next to the word stoic, which means unemotional, Tom Brady's picture was there. All of a sudden now we're seeing the real Tom Brady come out. He gets sloshed at the Super Bowl party. They have to actually help him off the boat to his car. He's out. He's being human. You know, everybody thought this guy was just, you know, he would disappear and just go away, blend in. All of a sudden, Tom Brady is spreading his wings, and he's pretty entertaining. And think about this, Gus. You're talking about a guy who split his pants on national TV shooting a golf shot. So, you know, you got to laugh at yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Also, the same guy who went fourth down, and he finally admitted afterwards. I think a lot of people did talk about what they did last year, the Buccaneers, anything. But it is pretty remarkable when you think about it, because we talk about quarterbacks all the time. Last week, you and I talked about the different quarterbacks that could be coming up with new contracts here, whether it's Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, and others in and around that time frame. And, you know, here's a guy that, I mean, goes to another team, figures it out in time just to get in. And once you're in, you and I talked about that last year. The Bucs just need to get in. Once they get in, it's a do or die, win or go home scenario. And I said, Leo, I'm Bruce Arians. That's what I'm banking on. Tom Brady, who's been there, or your guy. And guess what? He won.
Yeah, and you know what, Gus? The football gods all lined up for the Bucs. Let's be honest. They're going to play 3 road games. They're going to play in an empty Washington, almost an empty Saints Superdome, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and they're playing in front of like 8,000 fans in Green Bay. They're being able to communicate, and people don't realize how important it is to be able to verbally communicate on offense. No hand signals, no nothing. They could actually talk, and they would hear. So you're not worried about the defense moving, because as soon as they move, you can change the play. Now, if there's 70,000, 80,000 people screaming, you're going to have to take time. You're going to have to communicate by hand, one side or the other side. And the guy who was the ultimate maestro at this was Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. He would basically say, okay, we're going to take this down to 4 or 5 seconds, and I'm going to make sure I have the last move. Well, Tom Brady didn't even need that. He just sat there and said, okay, guys, keep moving, because we're eventually going to snap this ball, and I can communicate to my guys what it is.
Yeah. I'm with you, man, and that's one of the things that that's pretty remarkable, I think, that he was able to do, and we will see, because I'm waiting to see if that can happen here in New Orleans and things of that nature. So I do want to touch on this, though, because the NFL, they do one thing really well, Leo, and that is find ways to make money. I think it was actually a very smart decision to eventually bid out the draft. I would love the draft in New Orleans. I think fans here as well. The people in the city have spoken that they can't because it's around the time of Jazz Fest, not enough hotel rooms and police and all this. I think that's ridiculous. You can find a way to make that happen, right? I'd love to see it. That said, the story this week, Dan Graziano, NFL to begin bid process for cities to host the annual scouting combine beginning in 2023. Now, Leo, the draft is interesting. It's fun. You see players get selected. You can boo. You can cheer. Would you want to go see the combine?
Gus, all the combine is spring break for coaches. They get to get out. They get to do whatever they want to do. Gus, there is not one thing done at that combine that equates back to football. If you watch the drills, well, the receiver's catching 3 passes. That's not going to happen. They're running the 40 time in shorts. Well, you know, underwear football's been outlawed. You know, Let's see what they can do in equipment. Again, the biggest thing that happens at the combine are the interviews with the teams and the players. That's the biggest thing. What they do on that field is immaterial. And again, I go back to Mike Mamula with the Eagles, and that's going way back. I get it. But if a scout would have came back to me at the owner and said, hey, we got to draft this guy for what he did at the combine, my thing would be, what did he put on film during the season? And if they come back, well, that doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, it matters big time. I want to see what this guy does when the lights go on. Because guess what? A lot of these guys, when the lights go on, the lights go off. And that's not an NFL player.
I think it's a smart thing to rotate the draft. The combine, I don't know. Maybe having people there would change. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're gonna start bidding this, that means you're going to have people attend the combine and cheer, root, hoot, and holler, whatever. I just wonder if that will affect how these kids who are already. I mean, look, it's not a normal thing to have that many eyes and people, you know, literally keeping an eye and grading everything you do, every step you do. It's kind of out of the ordinary, to your point. I don't know. But, hey, that's the NFL's job, though, Leo, to try to make up for this COVID money that they lost. So, you know what? We're bidding the combine process, baby. Way to go, Comrade Goodell.
You know what, Gus? Having been to combine, been to the East-West game, been to the Blue-Gray game,
yeah,
been North-South, been all over working for our land scouting service, working for Blesto. And again, when you look at what is done at the combine, all you're trying to find out is, can the guy be coached? What can he do? The most important part of those combines in these all-star games are the practices. When you go down and see, okay, who's doing well in pass pro? Who can rush the passer? Who can cover? Because again, Gus, if you don't have a clue as to what you're looking for at a combine, again, that's got to be something where, I mean, I got two or three players that are exactly the same. Okay, if the guy stands out in the interview process and stands out on the practice field, not in the game, I'm not worried about the game. I want to see what he does in practice. And again, Allen Iverson practiced? He didn't believe in that either. But this is where it comes. And Gus, right, rotating this around is fine. I don't know if they're going to let people in because I don't think you want that to become the three-ring circus that's the draft.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing for sure, but that's their job. Try to create money, and that's why they gave him his own jet. Leo, or use the private jet as much as he wants, Comrade Goodell. As always, man, appreciate the time, and enjoy your weekend, sir.
Absolutely, Gus, and you take care, and we will talk to you next week. I don't know if you heard, but my daughter in Seattle called. It's going to be 114 Sunday.
In Seattle?
Seattle and Portland. Man, they're going to be roasting.
114. That's got to be a record. I don't think they've ever gotten like that, huh? I mean, that's known for damp and cool weather over there. Well, when we come back, Leo, I don't know if you're keeping an eye on what's going on in the College World Series. An absolute fiasco just took place here in the bottom of the second inning. Vandy, NC State, no score. Review, not review. Call, not call. Change, and then back to their original call. We'll explain everything I just said because it made no sense, I'm sure, to you as well. It's the Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans.
As long as you lend a hand, you can sit around and wait for the phone.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma.
Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
It's Mike DiTiglia for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. So, the College World Series going on. NC State at bats. Wink! Ripped down the line at third.
Mm-hmm.
Ball hits past home plate, bounces. The next bounce.
Past third plate.
Goes past third base.
Yeah, third base, yes.
Touches some chalk, it looks like. It's ruled foul. The NC State third base coach is losing his mind. Runs literally to where it hit the
There's
foul
a mark
line,
there.
Points at it. Because it's in the dirt part. Yes, you're right. It's in the dirt part of the infield. So as the umpire down the left field line comes running, see, you see him look down and he sees it. The umpires concur. Because apparently, as the graphic put up, that's not reviewable. Hit by pitch and a list of other things are reviewable. Apparently a foul or fair ball is not? I'm confused. So anyway, the umpires gather, change the call. Overruled by the home plate umpire. Double given to the batter for NC State. He runs to second. Tim Corbin, some of y'all would have wished he would have been the LSU head baseball coach, comes out and argues. And then you see two other umpires get called back to the replay area. They put on headsets. Then they trot out there and say, we just got told by the replay center, we can't overturn that call. Come back. So the player on second, who they awarded a double after they first ruled a foul ball, has to come back to the plate and Rocker strikes him out. I've never seen that before.
What if Corbin doesn't call it out?
I'm still confused, though. So do the umpires not have the authority to overrule a call?
It was clearly fair.
So they overruled it. It would have been the right call.
Right.
But then the NCAA called and said, you don't have the power to overrule a fair foul call.
Which makes no sense.
I'm confused. I am really honestly confused as to the sense that that makes. Charlie Winfield on Twitter. Everybody remain calm. The NCAA is in charge. We are in good shape. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I've always thought that the officials, umpires, referees, what have yous, can gather, come together and make a, you know, correction on the call or whatever.
I think this game has already had everything that it needs.
Once again, it was supposed to start at 1:30. Why did it not?
Because COVID. Apparently, there was a player that tested positive,
mm-hmm.
made everyone clear the dugouts, NC State meaning, And then a few minutes later, College World Series over on Twitter said, play on. Going to start it at 2:07. They're playing now. And Devontae Brown already had an amazing catch.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we have this whole fiasco that's staining college baseball.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, NC State, going full Book of Job today. It's pretty incredible. Six up, six down, by the way, by Rocker. Do you know how many strikeouts he has? Six.
Six, yeah.
Dude, again, him and Leader. That guy's incredible. Six batters faced. Thank you. Sit down. Strikeout. I mean, that is ridiculous. It's going to be a good game. We'll see what happens there. Mississippi State, Texas tonight, Jordan, if you have a favorite. I don't know if you do or not. But, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what it is that I just saw.
I was lost because we didn't have the sound on, so we couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. Lots of people tweeting about it. What a mess. Third base ump missed the call on the foul ball. They got together, changed it to the right call, fair, even if it's not reviewable. Then reversed, fixing the right call, back to the wrong call. Brutal. I thought I tried to explain it as best as I could there.
No, you did. It went foul, fair, foul.
Right. Yeah. Wow. I am,
screw it. If it's not the right call, we got to stick to what it is.
Who cares, right?
To what the rules say.
Is that what you're going with?
That's so idiotic.
Have the Pelicans selected a new head basketball coach? Just wondering before we get out of here.
Okay. No, they have not. Three other teams have.
Stop. I went with this with Shane. Why? See, because you were like this already this morning.
What?
Did you want Jason Kidd?
No.
Did you want Rick Carlisle?
No.
Did you want Udaka?
Mm.
So why are you worried? Because the guy that you want still out there. Who is it that you want, man?
I don't know. I just like to complain.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest.
Sometimes.
Well, but you're honest. That's fair. Because I don't think you're alone. I think when are we hiring a coach? Are the three guys that they hired anybody that you wanted?
Definitely not Jason Kidd.
Okay, so there you go. So, I mean, speaking of. A lot of people not too fond of the hire. Bobby Marks, NBA front office insider, ESPN.
Having been with Jason in Brooklyn in that 13-14 season, I thought Jason probably did his best work after January 1st with a tough locker room there. It didn't work out in Milwaukee.